And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 23rd of August, 2011. It was on this date, 1966, Lunar Orbiter 1 took the first photograph of the Earth from space. The purpose was to take pictures of the moon's surface so that scientists could scout potential landing sites for the Apollo missions. And they did. They got images of about 99% of the lunar surface. And on August 23rd, just as Orbiter 1 was about to pass behind the moon, mission controllers sent the command to change the angle of the cameras so they were pointing at the Earth. And they managed to capture Earth's first portrait, a silvery, cloud-swirled crescent, bluish, rising over the moon's pockmarked face. It's the birthday of Edgar Lee Masters, born Garnet, Kansas, 1868. Grew up in Illinois, and though he became a lawyer in Chicago, Masters' dream was to write a novel about the small-town Illinois of his childhood. Instead, he wrote it as a collection of poems, actually a series of monologues set in a graveyard, spoken by about 200 dead citizens of an imaginary town he based on Lewiston, Illinois, and nearby Petersburg. The book was published in 1915, Spoon River Anthology. It's one of the most popular books of poetry in American history. But people in those small towns were upset because Masters had based many of his characters directly on people there and hadn't even changed their last names. The critic Amy Lowell wrote, "Spoon River is one long chronicle of rapes, seductions, liaisons, and perversions." It's the birthday of the English playwright Willie Russell, born in Whiston, just outside Liverpool, 1947. Went to see the Beatles perform at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. He said they were like Martians walking onto the stage dressed all in black with their hair combed forward. He wrote a play about the Beatles, John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Bert, a big hit in the West End. Also wrote Educating Rita and Shirley Valentine, and his musical Blood Brothers has been running in the West End since 1983. And it was on this date in 1305, William Wallace was executed for treason in London, the Scottish national hero who, when King Edward I of England declared himself the ruler of Scotland, Wallace assembled an army of commoners and landowners, outfought the English army, captured Stirling Castle, then led an ill-advised attack on the English at the Battle of Falkirk. Wallace went into exile in France, dropped out of sight, finally was arrested by the English in Glasgow in 1305, taken to London to stand trial. He argued that because he had never sworn allegiance to Edward, therefore he could not have committed treason against him, but he was convicted nonetheless, and he was dragged behind a horse to the execution site, hanged until nearly dead, cut down and disemboweled. William Wallace, 1305. Here's a poem by Wendell Berry. I go by a field where once I cultivated a few poor crops. It is now covered with young trees, for the forest that belongs here has come back and reclaimed its own. And I think of all the effort I have wasted and all the time, and of how much joy I took in that failed work, and how much it taught me. For in so failing, I learned something of my place, something of myself, and now I welcome back the trees. By Wendell Berry, from his longer poem Leavings, published by Counterpoint Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.